KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day and welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and today we're going to talk about bears. Anyone living near bear habitat, reminded, be aware of bears. Check your property for food sources that could attract bears. As bears emerge from hibernation in the spring, their metabolism greatly ramps up and they begin looking for food at a time when berries and green vegetation can be scarce. Bears may be tempted by dog food, livestock feed, birdseed, compost, or garbage. Only black bears live in the wild in Minnesota. They're normally shy, usually flee when encountered. Never approach or try to pet a bear. Injury to people is rare, but bears are potentially dangerous because of their size, their strength, and their speed. DNR does not relocate problem bears. Relocated bears, they seldom remain where they're released. They may return where they were caught or become a problem somewhere else. Here's some tips from the DNR to avoid bear conflicts. Now, around your yard, don't leave food from barbecues and picnics outdoors, especially overnight. Coolers are not bear-proof. Replace hummingbird feeders with hanging flower baskets, which are also attractive to hummingbirds. Eliminate bird feeders or hang them 10 feet up and 4 feet out from the nearest tree. Use a rope and pulley system to refill bird feeders and clean up seeds that spill onto the ground. Where bears are a nuisance, bird feeders should be taken down between now and December 1st. Store pet food inside and feed your pets inside too. Now, if pets must be fed outside, feed them only as much as they can eat. Clean and store barbecue grills after each use. Store them in a secure shed or garage away from the windows and doors, and pick fruit from trees as soon as it's ripe and collect fallen fruit immediately. Limit compost piles to grass, leaves, and garden clippings, and turn piles regularly. Don't add food scraps. Harvest garden produce as it matures. Locate gardens away from forests and shrubs that bears may use for cover. Use native plants and landscaping whenever possible. Clover and dandelions will attract bears. Elevate beehives on bear-proof platforms or erect properly designed electric fences. Do not put out feed for wildlife like corn, oats, pellets, or molasses blocks. And if you got garbage around, store garbage in bear-resistant garbage cans or dumpsters. Rubber or plastic garbage cans are not bear-proof. Keep garbage inside a secure building until the morning of the pickup. Store recyclable containers such as pop cans indoors, and store especially smelly garbage such as meat or fish scraps in a freezer until it can be taken to a refuge site. Now, what do you do if you see a bear? Now, seeing a bear in the wild, well, it's a special treat for any visitor to any park, or while it's an exciting moment, it's important to remember bears are wild and can be dangerous. Their behavior is sometimes unpredictable. Although rare, attacks on humans have occurred, inflicting serious injury and death. Now, each bear and each experience is unique. No single strategy that'll work in all situations that guarantee safety. Most bear encounters end without injury. Following some basic guidelines may help to lessen the threat of danger. Your safety can depend on your ability to calm the bear. Following viewing etiquette is the first step to avoiding an encounter with a bear that could escalate into an attack. Keep your distance. Not surprising, bears are some of the most important things you can do. Most bears will avoid humans if they hear them coming. Pay attention to your surroundings. Make it a special effort to be noticeable if you're in an area with known bear activity or good food source, such as berry bushes. The viewing etiquette to follow: respect a bear's space. Binoculars and spotting scopes will allow you to view bears without getting too close. Never approach, crowd, pursue, or displace a bear. If a bear changes its behavior, it's because of your presence. You're too close. Stay in groups and minimize noise and movement. However, in areas of low visibility or if you're out on the trail, reduce chances of surprise encounters by staying alert and talking calmly to identify yourself as a human, not another animal. Stay on designated trails whenever possible when you're out in a park. Leave orphaned or sick bears alone. Young animals that appear alone usually have a mother waiting nearby. Never go between a mother and her cub. Leave your pets at home. Give bears room to pass. Don't run from them. And let bears eat their natural foods. Prevent bears from getting human food by learning about food storage requirements. You're responsible for your safety and the safety of wildlife. And if a bear approaches you, it's your responsibility to move away and maintain a safe distance. On food safety, storing your food and disposing of garbage properly can mean life or death to a bear. Bears learn quickly. They will return to areas where they find food. Not only can this be dangerous for people, but it can be harmful to the bear. Now, why is human food bad for bears? By eating human food, bears can lose their preference for natural food sources and their fear of humans. Over time, these bears may begin approaching people in search of food. They can become aggressive, unpredictable, and dangerous. Bears looking for human food and garbage can damage property and injure people. These bears pose a risk to public safety. They're often euthanized as a result. Now, studies have shown that bears that lose their fear of people have shorter life expectancy than bears that feed on natural food and are afraid of people. As bears become comfortable around humans, they are more likely to be in areas where humans are. These bears are at risk of being euthanized to protect people, getting hit by a car, and becoming an easy target for poachers. Now, what is considered food to a bear? Bears, they have insatiable appetite and an amazing sense of smell, and they consider anything with a scent to be food. This can include canned goods, bottles, drinks, soaps, cosmetics, toiletries, trash, ice chests, sunscreen, bug repellent, fuel, items used for preparing or eating meals, and more. All of these items must be stored properly. Following tips are helpful if you're camping or picnicking in the wild. Always keep your food within arm's reach. Don't turn your back on your food. In some parks, foods may be stored inside your car as long as it's out of sight with windows completely closed and only during daylight hours. Never store food in a pickup truck bed or strapped to the outside of a vehicle. In other parks, all food must be removed from your car and stored in lockers. Now remember to clear your car of food wrappers, crumbs, and baby seats, baby wipes, and even canned food and drinks. Secure your food, garbage, and other scented items immediately upon arriving at your campsite if you're camping. And don't store food in your tent or your backpack. Wash your dirty dishes immediately. Do not attempt to burn excess food, tea bags, or coffee grounds in a fire. Burning organic matter completely requires a very hot fire, hotter than most campfires. Partially burned matter will still draw wildlife into the camp. If you're backpacking, check with the park before taking food into the backcountry. Some parks allow or require portable containers designed for backpackers. Others provide food lockers. Choose foods that are compact and compressible, high calorie and lacking in strong odors such as rice, tortillas, jerky, pastas, nuts, dried fruits, peanut butter, and protein bars. Take food off of its original package. This allows you to fit more food in your canisters and reduce garbage. Use resealable bags instead of bottles, jars, and cans. Force air out of the bags or packages. Carry food and garbage in plastic bags that contain crumbs and grease that can leave odors in your backpack. Bear-resistant containers only work if they're closed up and locked. Be sure to keep the container closed and locked even while you're around your campsite. Place containers on a flat, level ground 100 feet or more from your campsite. Don't place containers near cliffs or any water source as a bear may knock the container around and roll it down a hill trying to open it. Do not attach anything to the container. Ropes attached to containers enable a bear to carry it away. Place pots or pans on top of the containers as a bear alarm. And don't dispose of food waste in the wilderness. Pack out all uneaten food and food particles. Treat food wrappers and other garbage the same as food. Now, if you encounter a bear, once they noticed you and they're paying attention to you, additional strategies can help prevent your situation from escalating. First of all, identify yourself. Talk calmly to a bear so that they know you are human and not a prey animal. Stay calm. Remember that most bears don't want to attack you. They just usually want to be left alone. Pick up small children immediately. Hike and travel in groups. Groups of people are usually noisier and smellier than a single person. Therefore, bears often become aware of groups of people in greater distances, and because of their cumulative size, groups are also intimidating to bears. Make yourselves look as large as possible. For example, move to higher ground. Don't allow the bear to access your food. Getting food will only encourage the bear and make the problem worse for others. Don't drop your pack. It can provide protection for your back and prevent a bear from accessing your food. Now, if it's stationary, the bear, move away and slowly and sideways. This allows you to keep an eye on the bear and avoid tripping. Moving sideways is also non-threatening to bears. Don't run. But if a bear follows, stop and hold your ground. Bears can run as fast as a racehorse, both uphill and down, and like dogs, they will chase fleeing animals. Don't climb a tree. Both grizzlies and black bears can climb trees, by the way. Leave the area or take a detour. If this is impossible, wait until the bear moves away and always leave the bear an escape route. Be especially cautious if you see a female with cubs. Never place yourself between a mother and your cub, and don't attempt to approach the cub. Now, bear attacks are rare. They're only interested in procuring food or protecting their cubs in their space. But if you do get attacked, especially on black bears, which we have here in Minnesota, don't play dead. Try to escape to a secure place such as a car or a building. If escape is not possible, fight back using any object available. Concentrate your kicks and blows on the bear's face and muzzle. If any bear attacks you in your tent or stalks you and then attacks, don't play dead. Fight back. This kind of animal attack is very rare but can be serious. It can often mean the bear is looking for food and sees you as prey. Finally, did you know there's a bear pepper spray? Now, bear pepper spray can be an important thing to carry when exploring the backcountry. It's used defensively to stop an aggressive charging or attacking bear. Although it's used in the same manner you would as a mace on an attacking person, bear pepper spray and human pepper spray, well, they're not the same. Make sure you select an EPA-approved product that is specifically designed to stop aggressive bears. It's not a repellent, so don't apply it to your body or any equipment. Check with your national park to see if bear pepper spray is recommended or allow for the activities that you have planned. Now, for more information on bears, bears encounters, bear pepper spray, you can visit mndnr.gov. You can also go to epa.gov. And that's going to wrap up this edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.